Why you don't act like you don't know? No, baby, don't do like that. Girl, come feed me, don't be stingy. Why you gonna do like that? No, baby, don't do like that. Oh, I want you to know. Say I like the way you do. And you sabi do the dance. But you just speak like we see. Go, 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 go. Baby, you know. Say you carry no be small. Say be told me love. Say girl, get this control. Girl, I like the way you.
Hi guys, welcome to Chick Chat Live. My name is Cornelia, and on today's episode, we are talking about whether or not how you dress helps you mark your territory with your spouse. And our hot topic of the day is it no longer takes a village to raise a child. I have some lovely, beautiful guests in the studio with me today, one of which is Irene Sirmist, who is CEO extraordinaire, beauty entrepreneur of the Nail Studio. I also have Kayla, 96.9 FM's broadcaster, and Sheshe Doyle Egujobi, who is the CEO of the Funbox. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, let's just get straight into it. First topic of the day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with you, Sheshe.
Please do.
And let me explain the question or the topic. Okay. When your husband, perhaps, or your partner, or whoever you're in a relationship with, has a lady who is ever so present in his life. It could be a business partner. It could be just somebody that maybe travels with him or is at work. Yeah. And, you know, she's a spicy little thing. She's dressed, you know, tight and right. Everything is hanging in the same places, in the right place. Do you feel, should I use the word tensioned or threatened by women like that that are close to your partner when you know what his type is?
Not off the bat. Not off the bat. I think it depends on the lady herself. I mean, I'm not generally the jealous type, but, you know, I'm gonna watch her, see what she's about. You know, if she's, you know, extra disrespectful in front of me, like extra touchy and all those things you don't have to be, then, you know, I will buck up, exactly. But if she's cool, you know, she's greeting, she's nice, she's, you know, she's respectful of me as his wife when we're in the same space, then I don't find that to be a problem off the bat.
People say this thing, the world is visually judgmental, right? Mm-hmm. So you can't blame a guy. Even I, as a woman, when I see certain women, like, I can just look at the body and you're like,
Yes.
So I can see that it's a natural thing for you to be drawn to somebody who just always looks good.
Yes.
Don't you feel like it makes you want to step your game up? It tensions me. It doesn't necessarily threaten me. If a guy if I know that a guy likes mm-hmm. how a particular girl looks, mm-hmm. I want to look how I look, but I still want to,
exactly.
Or at least measure up. Yes. So do you feel like the way you dress also helps you mark that territory, like if the guy is like, well, my wife still holds her own, you know what I mean?
Okay, I think to an extent it does help mark your territory, but I'm one of these people that I think that really, let's tell the truth, women rarely dress for men. We dress for other women.
Yep. Exactly.
Let's tell the mm-hmm. truth. I believe that you should look good for yourself. Mm-hmm. For him, yes, it's a self-confidence issue. Yeah. You understand? If I look good, then I feel better about myself. Nobody exactly. really wants to roll out the house. You know, there are days where, you know, you may roll out the house in your tracksuit bottoms, mm-hmm. one torn t-shirt with bleach stains, mm-hmm. and even your body language. No, but it's true. Yeah, your body language that day, you're hunched, you're thinking, oh gosh,
you're carrying,
let me not bump into any of my enemies mm-hmm. today. You know? No, it's true. It's true. So you should really do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I don't necessarily agree with dressing for your man because mm-hmm. it's not realistic. Mm. You know, you are who you are. Look mm-hmm. good, be yourself, mm-hmm. be confident. Mm-hmm. But that whole dressing for a man, the whole idea of it actually in itself makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And another thing that I find quite interesting is, why do people never say men dress for your women?
Good point.
Because they let it all hang out.
Exactly.
Belly rolling.
Exactly.
Belly rolling.
Some men are very conscious.
No.
They're kind of too conscious.
Men are conscious, but are they actively dressing for their wife?
What wife?
Or for their girlfriend?
They know that their wife would like this. I know some men.
Do you think?
I know very few men that do that. I would say they don't admit it. They don't admit it.
Say you're going on a first date, or you're going somewhere where you know there's going to be a certain kind of guy there. Do you dress according to
my date?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, to pull the guy in, you know what I mean? Is there a particular way you feel you should dress? Like, if you wanted a guy to, if you liked a particular guy, would you wear like what you're wearing today? Like a t-shirt, jeans, and comfortable?
You know what, to be honest, I'm, this is that's how I am.
Yeah.
You know, I just like to be myself. Whenever I'm going to date or whatever, of course I make an effort. I wouldn't say, I wouldn't go sloppy. Even if I wear this, okay, so maybe I would have, the time I went on a date with a guy, you know, he had met me and then he said, let's go out. And I was from work and I was wearing sneakers and I would have swapped to heels, but I wasn't you know, I liked him. Don't get me wrong. And then when I got into the car, he looked at my feet.
Oh, like you were wearing slippers?
No, not slippers, sneakers.
Okay. Sneakers, okay.
So he turned out to be the guy who likes his woman, yeah, you know, like heels. And I was like, yo, you know, this is really who I am, you know?
Exactly.
You know, so I wouldn't really, I would if I find that he likes it. So the next time that I was going on a date with him, I wore the heels just so because he likes it. Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, but ain't nobody going to be doing that every day?
Not every time, but if he appreciates me the way I am, you know, and says, okay, Kayla, you can wear, but once in a while, just to make him happy. I'm not going to say, oh, because I like wearing t-shirts, so whatever, I want to be myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to sacrifice. That's what relationships all about. Just once in a while, just give him something that he likes. So, yeah,
once in a while.
Yeah, okay, this is easy to say when, you know, clothes fit right. So you've obviously had kids, right? I want to talk about sizing. I want to talk about sizing issues. Because when you're in between sizes, you're sometimes you just go through, I just want to be me. Yes. And I'm actually not trying to lose weight right now. I just want to eat and be good and not have that pressure.
Yes.
How does that affect you as a person? And then feeling like, you know, your husband's looking at you a certain kind of way, or feeling like he is and he's not even, you know what I mean?
Well, he never, okay, so I can say that because I just actually got out of that phase where I felt like I was bigger than I was.
In your head?
In my head. Okay. Well, no. Yeah. Well,
or bigger than you were before kids?
Yeah. I mean, I have a mirror. I'm not delusional. Yeah. I know when I look good and when I don't. I didn't feel good. I don't know if it was. I just didn't. But I used to wear really baggy, like oversized clothes. And everyone would be like, gosh, you're dressing like a grandma. And I was like, you know what? I'm comfortable. And I don't need you seeing my rolls and everything. Maybe I lost a little bit of weight. Maybe it wasn't even up to 1 kg. But in my head, it was like 20 kg. And I started, okay, so my style is my style. I'm never going to like just show boobs. And, you know, I mean.
You're not body conscious.
I'm not. But in terms of even within my style, being comfortable enough, like today, I mean, I'm sitting down, but I'm wearing, you know. I wouldn't do that like probably 2 years ago.
Right.
But my hubby never like brought it to my attention. But he did when I started dressing like this.
Yes.
Right. Like today. He complimented it.
Yes.
Okay.
He's like, even today, he's like, ah. He's like, you should wear things like this more often.
Okay. You know? Well, that's a nice way of men to like subtly tell you, like, you know, like, this is the way you should go. Well,
I want to ask if she did get, if she became an imminent threat, like if she started getting closer and you felt like she was being, maybe not acknowledging, you know, there's some women that are just like that. They don't acknowledge the wife or the girlfriend. They just kind of just feel they have, and they owe you nothing in all fairness. But if you felt just like it was, just home train. If you felt like it was getting to the point where, okay, she's getting a little bit too close for comfort, who do you check? Or is that a self-confidence thing where you have to be sure of yourself in your relationship and not necessarily be worried about the, I have to reference this, the edible caterings, because when that story came out, everybody kept saying, and I don't know if this is good or bad, everybody kept saying, why was, you know, Tiwa threatened by edible catering, that she was obviously nothing. People do think that way. So should we be okay in ourselves knowing that we are the wives? Or is there a point where you are like, no, wrong is wrong. If it smells funny, it is funny. Yeah, no, I believe that if it, as you said, if it smells funny, it is funny. And I also think that you should protect your home. If a man is going to step out in his marriage, the most likely person to do it with is a coworker. That's who he spends the most amount of time with. And as I said, I will check him because if I'm being disrespected in front of him and it's okay with that, it's a major issue. And it's something that he wouldn't tolerate. If I had an overly friendly work husband, as you call it, and you know, he's hugging me for a bit too long and he stops greeting my husband, it's a major issue. I know women that had to stop work because of stuff like that. So don't be afraid to check anybody because at the end of the day, the husband is yours.
Yes.
You know.
But you know how men sometimes they do this thing of she greeted you. So she's greeting you with half mouth, side eye. Mm-hmm. Or she's using her nose to kind of greet you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And he's saying, but she said she greeted you. You know what I mean? And he's not doing the needful because he can't really cut her off because she is in his life and they need to be together.
I get it. You know what I mean? I get it. But it's one of those things that doing the needful, I'll let him know it's not working for me.
Exactly.
It's not working for me. And if you don't do the right thing by me, it's going to become a major issue.
Yes.
And my issue will be with her. And you won't like it. So, for the sake
of peace, will take matters into your
hands. I will take matters into my
own. Do you think it makes it easier if you know the other woman is married? Or does it not matter?
Well,
in this day and age, we don't know. Married and not married, we don't know.
Exactly.
Let me say something here. You know, you're married. You're married. Have you ever been in a situation, because now we're talking about the man being close to a woman, where you're just close to the opposite sex? Not, you know, it's sometimes these things aren't planned. You're just cool.
It's just a better relationship.
Because it happened to me where I was dating somebody who had this person because he was, you know, he moved back kind of situation. And he had this person that, you know, they were very cool based on they lived abroad and all that. And she was female. Initially, I didn't take it as anything. There was nothing, to be honest. But, you know, they were close. Like, there are things that he would say to me that I would just, you know, not listen because I don't really care. And he had that person. And then I was worried, like, why are you, you know, always talking to him? But I couldn't find him because he was... He was being open about it, but I wasn't comfortable with it. Do you know? But at a point, I now had to, you know, have that conversation with him. That, okay, you know what? This girl, I don't know what it is. I know that you say you guys moved back from whatever, but this is becoming... And to be honest, he didn't see it that way. He was like, oh, we just used to talk. Okay, if you don't like it, then I would... I would tone it down.
But you know what the problem is? And I feel like this is a woman thing. I honestly feel like... Outside of the guy, maybe just not even seeing anything. Because if they're genuine friends, he's just going to go chill in her house. I think the women, once a woman comes into the, whether it's your best friend, because it did happen to me. I was on a date once and I will never forget. I was like, this can't work. I shut it down. Because he was talking to his best friend. And at the end of the conversation, he said, oh, I love you. And then touches me and says, oh, no, that was just my best friend. You know, so I'm smiling through because at the end of the day, it was free Chinese. You know,
I've realized one thing. It's not even necessarily when a woman comes into it. It's when a friend, a close friend of the opposite sex comes into it. Because it's happened with me before where, you know, I have like a super duper close friend and literally 100% platonic. He's married. I'm married. I'm, you know, this is a friend of mine that, you know, it's a joke that we have. You know, he'll say, oh, you know, you're my therapist. So, you know, if he's having a bad day at work, we can chat about that. You know, so, but that's what I'm saying. It's 100% platonic. Do you understand? Nothing on both sides. But I know at one point I had to check the relationship. I made my husband feel comfortable. And my husband isn't the type to say, you know, don't talk.
But just using
his body language, I can tell it made him feel uncomfortable. So it's one of those things that you have to pull back a bit. And I know if the shoe was on the other foot and it's 100% platonic, it would make me feel uncomfortable.
If he's telling her about his day.
Or, you know.
And even you, with with that, your friend, if he was married, as a friend, you would also have to pull back to make his wife
feel comfortable.
Exactly. As I said, I don't think the way you dress helps you mark your territory. I think, as we've all agreed, you should dress to feel good about yourself. I don't think that you should go out of your way. First of all, if you're, let's just say, the wifey, and you're competing with another woman that's not even your husband's wife, that's a problem. It's not the way you dress that you should be worried about. I mean, to be honest with you, if you're feeling some kind of way about the relationship, it goes a lot deeper than that. Let's face it, it's not really men are men. They want to step out. They'll step out. You might not even like what the other chick looks like or dresses like. So it's not about that. But the other lady has to respect your place. And when a woman doesn't respect your place, there's a problem. Because that means she thinks she can try you and get in between. And that's
But girls, in summary, the best thing we can all do for ourselves as women, I feel, is to wear confidence. I think that, you know, like we're all saying, dress for yourself. But I do think if you're in between sizes, I think that you should try and find a way to make yourself feel good if it's losing a little bit of weight. Mm-hmm. And if you want to eat your chicken, girl, eat your chicken.
You should.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to just take the pressure off yourself. And also on the whole, being threatened by the other woman or being threatened by the work wife who is so present in his life. Girl, do you? Because men be doing them. You know what I mean? Like, I just really feel like you should focus on who you are focused on, which is yourself and your career and your growth. Spiritual growth. Anyway.
Any type of growth.
We would be right back after the break and we're delving straight into the hot topic of the day.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Topic of the day is, it no longer takes a village to raise a child. And here's the story. I was invited to my friend Nana's son's 5th birthday costume party. As I was walking in, I saw a mutual friend's nanny coming down the stairs with a rather rambunctious little boy. I could see him making monster faces and swinging his arms, pretending to be a gorilla, as I made my way to the top of the stairs where the party was. I was trying to avoid eye contact with the little rascal as he came down, but before I climbed up, the boy had reached me and punched my breast so hard and showed me his muscles, and then said to his nanny, "I am strong." He hit so hard, and my initial reaction was to give him a backhand, before I realized he was a friend's child. He ran off crying to his mother and told his mother I slapped him, and the drama started from there. As soon as I had settled down, his mother came to confront me about hitting her child. By the way, I had a reactionary reflex because I wasn't expecting a hard punch to my boobs, so I shoved him away. She yelled at how mean I was, and said I had no right to put hands on her child, and I should have scolded him or come to meet her. She was so angry and caused a scene, she left the event and warned me never to touch her son again, if not, I would have her to contend with. Of which I responded, if you train your child well, he wouldn't go around punching adults in the boobs. She most certainly took offense to the insinuation that she was a bad mother, and she dressed me down before leaving the event. Mothers can certainly be bizarre and deluded. Of course, it became the topic of conversation for everyone. My friend Toke said to me that this same child had been biting other kids for fun and she had to go and separate him from wrestling and biting her son earlier on at the party. She said she thinks I should apologize for touching the boy because the story can easily spiral out of control and people in general would say I should have been more restrained as the adult. Do I owe her an apology? I would have expected her to admonish her child, but instead she turned on me. What should I do?
Welcome back, guys. You heard how crazy that sounded, right? So I'm going to start with you, Kayla.
Yay!
As they say, wonder shall never cease.
No, man.
What do you make of this little monster boy, as you want to call him?
You know, I've had that is totally unacceptable, number one. But I've had that experience before where, you know, I wasn't punched. But you know this child or these children were totally disrespectful, and it was just so shocking to me that you know children so young, you know, things like that could come out of their mouth. So I had spoken to the dad about it, and you know, dad's been dads, he never really, so it really bothered me, and I don't have a very close relationship with the mom, but we talk, we're cool, she has my number, you know, and whenever her kids, so I, you know, I reached out to her and I got the blasting of my life.
Wow.
You know, I wasn't disrespectful. I know I wasn't disrespectful to her. I just told her that this is what I noticed, that for me to say this, it has been happening over and over. And that, you know, they don't greet, they talk anyhow, you know, and everything. And she was like, well, you can't talk to me about my children. You can't tell me how to raise my, you know, and I was like, okay, you know, and she was like, never ever, you know, have this conversation with me anymore. I'm responsible for my children. I've always been that person anyway, that I don't really put, you know, delve into, I'm not treating anybody's child. You know what I mean? Because people, you know, react differently. The only children that I, you know, I can talk to are my sister's children. They are my children. I can discipline them. I can do whatever I want with them. Even at that, I still have to respect, you know, the boundaries of, because I'm, you know, I'm not their biological mother. You see, when we were growing up, you know, it was like that. You know, everybody would just, but no, as you know, we're learning more and knowing that it's actually disrespectful for you to lay your hand on somebody else's child. Make your complaint, you know, I think, I wouldn't just let a child hit me and I'll walk away. I would speak to the mom, even if the mom blasts me or says whatever, but I'll let her know that you need to do something about your child. Do you understand? I wouldn't say like this, but I would just tell her that, you know, this is not, this isn't good. Do you know what I mean?
But I think that I, listen, to this particular story, I can actually see myself in the situation.
You would beat the child. I won't beat the child.
I got some racks on me. Okay. So I just can't even picture how, you know, painful it is. Yeah. So I think that the, you know, backhand reactionary, like, you know, it's instinctive. I don't think that she meant it. But Shasha, how do you feel, you know, as a mother? Because, you know, they do that. And I hope she didn't do that when you have a child thing, then you would understand.
No, don't even bring that to me.
Excuses.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to kind of just direct this for a minute and ask about, first of all, the nanny.
Yes.
Because I feel it started from the nanny was following him behind.
Yes.
So do you sort of give authority to your nanny? Because it sounds to me like the nanny didn't have authority in this case to discipline the child, because the child runs off. First of all, you're punching someone in the boots. You're saying, I'm strong. It's a game. You know what I mean? And she's just running after him. So he seems a little bit manipulative as a child.
Just being naughty, mischievous, and all those things. Completely unacceptable. First of all, I don't empower my nanny to hit, no. Mm-hmm. As I would not hit anyone else's child on purpose. But this is a completely different scenario in that he hit her and instinctively she reacted. Mm-hmm. Completely different. So, but my nanny is empowered to tell off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And to discipline within reason. I'm not saying, you know, put him in the corner and kneel down and all those things. Mm-hmm. But there are ways. When you hang out with a child, you know that child. So you know what to do to get that child. That being said, as the mother, if I was the mother of that child and somebody said, oh, your son did that, my reaction would be completely different. First of all, I would almost be like, goodness gracious, what am I doing that my child is acting that way? So the shame will be on me. My apology will be to her. I am very sorry and I will handle it. I will not give you room to be calling my child a monster or
So you quickly tackle it.
But I will apologize and, you know, I will tell you, I will handle it. Trust me, I will handle it. The same way my mother would handle it.
Yes.
My mother would just look at you and be like, okay, thank you. You know your child. You know how your child can react. But to try and act like your child, your parenting is, maybe you've been traveling for a while and your child is acting out. Maybe you're just missing some things and this is a wake-up call. I mean, you should be thankful that they're still at the age that you can correct it. You know, and this was a child. This is not a teenager. What if it's a 15-year-old that's doing that?
So I want to ask you, do you think that based on the way the altercation went down, do you think that because she did react and it can seem as though she's just a child, or he's just a child, sorry, do you think that she owes the woman an apology for her reactionary backhand?
You know, yes, I think she owes the lady an apology for the reactionary backhand. And it was reactionary.
Yes.
However, I think the mother handled it very badly.
Yes. So the apology, so there's a difference.
Yes.
Do you think she owed her an apology before she handled it? Because I would, because before she
her son had already gone to report what he said.
Yes, yes.
And then she reacted badly without necessarily hearing her side of the story. So after that, me personally, you're not getting any apology. You know what I mean?
Okay, you know what? If it was me, let's say it had been me, and the mother comes up and she's screaming and how dare you, I would first of all apologize to her and say, look, I'm sorry, it was totally and utterly reactionary. I didn't mean to hit him. I would never willingly put my hands on somebody else's
child.
Exactly. The thing about it is that he punched me, I was in pain, it was a reaction. I'm sorry.
I don't even apologize.
Exactly. No. I would apologize for that, because in all honesty, I probably feel bad for hitting him. And he's a child. There are honestly some women that really, quite frankly, they just don't care. If their children are badly behaved, it really doesn't bother them. I remember there was actually one situation I can never forget. There was a little boy. He's generally extremely badly behaved. Was trying to get my attention one day. So I just thought to myself, you know what? I'm just going to ignore him. I was reading a magazine. He was trying to get my attention. Auntie. He was trying to get my attention. And then the next thing you know, I just heard, and then he spat on me. Now, might I add, this was a 5-year-old child. And it's not only me he spat on, there were like 3 other people. Everybody got hit. So my first reaction is rushing.
No, that's absolutely disgusting.
I wanted to rush him. But then I just thought to myself, wait, no. You know what? His mother is here. Now, if I'd rushed him, am I rushing it because I mean well for him and I'm trying to discipline him, or am I rushing him out of anger?
I grabbed him by the arm, took him to his mother, said to her, your son just spat at me.
Yikes.
Do you know what she...
Yeah.
And she did. This is literally, I'm not lying. She just went, sorry.
I don't even know.
Jesus, take the wheel. Yes. Jesus, take this wheel
Jesus
right now.
Wipe her.
Take this wheel.
I'm telling you, I was so angry. Yeah. But for someone to literally just look at you.
Oh my gosh.
That's why he's
flatlined. Like, complete flatline. Like, that aggravates me.
What did you do?
No, it was literally like somebody had thrown a bucket of cold water over me. Yes. And I now suddenly thought to myself,
I should have smacked his
leg. I would have felt better if I had
said it. I was just like, it's not his fault.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's not his fault.
It's really not his fault.
Yeah, because you can tell where it's coming from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what? I just looked at her and just thought to myself, well, she will reap what she will sow.
Yes.
The person I feel sorry for in all of this is this child.
Yes.
Because he's a 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. He spat at people.
Yeah.
And it was just, sorry. There wasn't even, why did you do it? It was literally, sorry.
Kayla, I want to ask you, just before we summarize the chat, what role do you think Nena herself, because Nena is the organizer of this party, and I can imagine that when I get home, if I was either party, I would feel bad that this happened at Nena, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like Nena, you know, you just don't want drama. You know, everybody's going to be calling everybody, hey, did you hear what happened? Did you see this person and this person? Did you see, you know what I mean? What role do you think Nena should play, or the friend should play, in terms of apologizing to her? Or do you think it's Nena's role to kind of try and, based on what happened, because, you know, it's kiddie, you know, it's kid sensitive. What would you do if you were Nena?
If I were Nena, depending on the relationship I have with them, I would definitely, you know, speak to them about it, you know,
both of them separately,
about it, you know, these things happen, and you know, sorry. I would try to make amends, because at the end of the day, like we all said, you know, he's a child. Do you understand? And just kind of let them see reason, you know, and not even escalate it from, you know, where it is, because it's my party, I don't want that whole situation going. It's a kiddie's party, and anything can happen there. So yes, I would speak to, you know, both parties and try to calm the situation down. But I will gossip small. I'll say, now, I'll do that.
Shasha, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I was that auntie that used to check kids. You walk into a room,
nonsense. Yeah,
till today, I feel the same way with my children. They have to greet, and I have no problem disciplining them. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, I would have smacked that little boy in the bottom. But you're the nice auntie.
I am the nice auntie, but I also check it.
Yes.
However, the only reason why I didn't is because literally I just thought about it for a second. Yeah. Because if I rush this boy, I'm doing it out of anger.
That's true.
But not even that, though. You know, even better, his mother is sitting there.
Exactly. I thought that's why the mother.
That's the only reason why. Because trust me, if somebody brings my son to me and says,
right there and then.
I will be at home.
I will injure him.
Well, you seem to have like the knowledge of the authority on this subject matter. So let's allow you give the closing words. What would you say to people who feel like, oh, you don't have to smack to discipline? What's the correct discipline for this child?
Parents nowadays, we're really, really, really sensitive when it comes to our children. And I know for a fact that my children are my Achilles heel. However, I do believe if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. However, if somebody's child has offended you, just to be on the safe side, I subscribe to the rule: don't smack anybody's child.
Yes,
I agree.
Keep your hands
intentionally.
In anger. Yeah. Even with your own children, don't smack them in anger, because otherwise the lesson is lost. The lesson is lost. So keep your hands to yourself. Always report to the mother, because these things spiral out of control. And you hear of, you know, family, friends, they no longer speak anymore because uncle so-and-so slapped so-and-so. And then the mother now, you know, as you said, you know, the mother now gave you your life history. Yes. Really, at the end of the day, children, you know, I heard something the other day that actually made me smile. I said, when I decided to have my baby, I did not call you to come and help me.
True.
You understand? So you've done your bit. You've spoken to the mother, and also be very careful how you speak to people about their children.
Yes.
Be very, very, very careful. You have to be really, really tactful. But really, once you've done that, you hand over and your work is done. Yeah. Your job is done, you know? So just, it's a very, very sensitive topic. Yeah, you have to be very careful.
See, I know you guys are mothers, so you're taking the soft approach, but no, I don't like to be the bee on this scenario. Don't your child better not come over, you know, over to me and be punching my boobs, because you might get that reactionary hand. Because you know, for people who don't have kids, I don't think anybody would even intentionally hit a child, but it is just too rude and it's too shocking and too deserving of that reactionary. Yeah. Yes. So I think that we should all train our kids to know that what you do inside the house, you can't carry it outside. Because my mom used to say something, she's Yoruba.
I don't even know which is very true. It's true.
They don't
it's
teach you inside,
they'll teach you outside.
Yeah. So, and who wants to be embarrassed? Thank you guys for chiming in. As usual, you can join the conversation by using the hashtag ChickChatLive. Until next week, I will see you guys later. And then you can just click, 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 and click again. Don't forget to subscribe to the tribe. If you want to send us an email, our social media information is on the screen.
Bye.